Everyone, thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please share it, and if possible, leave us a review. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Bestiality, isn't that illegal?
No, it's only illegal when you record.
Really?
Yeah, so you can fuck a barnyard animal and get away with it.
So it's the opposite of prostitution.
Yeah, just as long as no one's recording, it's legal.
Is this how we're starting off the podcast?
I have no idea.
So you're telling me,
oh God,
I could go to a farm, watch you
thrash the shit,
fuck the shit out of a pig.
I would go for the sheep, but
okay. I mean, you know, the wool might be a little nicer.
A little cushion for the pushing.
But if you fuck a sheep, you know you're going to get syphilis, right?
Isn't that how that started?
Yeah, that's how that started.
That's a chance I'm willing to take.
You're going to get it.
Hey, it's an
easy cleanup, dude. Oh. It's like a fucking carpet.
Right. What?
The sheep.
So I thought you were talking about syphilis. I thought you cleaned up the syphilis, bro.
Can you get cured of syphilis? Is that not a
problem? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if it's one of those where you get a shot and you're like, all right, don't do it again.
Syphilis vaccine, baby. Let's go. I've been taking this B complex vitamin pill. And it says it gives you all your electrolytes and all that shit to keep you awake. But this thing smells horrible. And then like 3 hours later, my piss will smell just like it. And I was like, this is foul, bro.
They have drinks with extra electrolytes in them. You know that, right?
Yeah,
Body Armor will have some electrolyte water and stuff. And Powerade, I think it's Powerade. What is it called? It's the new Powerade. There's a new Powerade that's like smaller bottle. It's like
Power Thirst.
No, what's that video?
You're an OG if you know what that's from. Power Thirst.
No idea.
Yeah.
It's an old school video.
They weren't nerds like us back then, bro.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, man.
You guys really weren't nerds either. It's like, what the fuck
are you talking Steven
about?
Well, Steven was. Yeah, and I was.
Steven was a
Oh,
yeah. We gotta bleep that out.
Yeah, I gotta start bleeping.
Every time you bring him on the fucking show, you gotta bleep shit out because all the shit he says.
This man will bleep a couple of those words too. So don't come at my man too, bro.
Yeah,
back
up off me, boy.
This is like an interview over here. We on one side, you on the other side.
Yeah. Oh shit. The original cast is on one side.
Yeah. So that's a side, right?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Sheesh!
Wow, Steven. I wouldn't expect that from you, dude.
Steven, man, you call it out.
Were you a weeb in high school?
Dude, he's a weeb now.
I mean, yeah, but like everybody a weeb now.
I don't think... I wasn't a weeb in high school. I was just like a nerd into strategy games and...
Yeah,
everyone he was like, aren't you playing the new...
He was a geek.
Yeah, I was a geek, though. I love Star
You know what?
Wars.
Some D&D,
you know what
bro.
Fucked
that's
me
not
up.
Being
hey, yo, we do that.
I didn't play D&D till after I got out of high school.
Bro, D&D fun as hell, though.
Hey, yo, hold on. Let's do the intro,
it's fucking...
All right? Welcome back to the Bold Notions. I'm your host, Tongue. With me is Steven.
Hello again.
Two.
Hi.
And our new guest, Andre.
How's it going?
What's up?
The orphan.
So, right,
yeah.
two, you don't like D&D because...
The W-2 that I got to fill out for my character.
That was Matt's joke, bitch. No,
all two knows how to do is just catch fish and...
Jerk off. I hear you.
He's
up
really
there.
Good at it, though.
Simple life, dude.
The jerking off part, not about the fish.
Yeah. Have I think you been
what,
watching them?
Two fish? Two fish now? Is what I call this story?
No. I got about six last night before I left.
I saw one on the story.
So you got to divide that in half because that's the full tale that
don't,
he's trying to.
No. Convey. Don't let him lie to you. My
right.
older brother was with him. He caught all those fish. And two is like the child that grabs the fish after his dad catches it to take the picture.
Those are the worst kind of people. If you take a picture with another person's fish.
Like you do?
You're just a piece of shit.
Andre pointed at himself.
You're just a piece of shit. Right?
I've been fishing since I was like a little kid. And I did that. But I didn't take a picture of it. I was just like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, see, like, I don't, like, that's cool and all. Like, I would hold someone else's fish.
But you won't take a picture.
I will not take a picture with someone else's fish. That's
like, that's
like Ed putting Justin's butt.
That's what I was going to bring up. So, there was this kid, right? You know, I got to bleep his name because two's out here fucking blurring his shit out.
They don't care.
This
Ed got
kid,
you blocked anyways.
He got us all blocked after I fucking roasted his ass. But
was that the guy?
Yeah, so he was talking a lot of shit, right? And one, if you listen to the show for a while, you know, I'm not like Republican or Democrat or liberal or whatever. I'm just kind of like in the middle, just hanging out. I don't give a shit too much about politics. And this guy was calling me a liberal and all that shit. And I was like, one, shut the fuck up, you dork. And two, you use one of our friends' like ad pictures on a dating site. All right, anything you say is invalid now. And so this guy was just going on a whole diatribe about whatever the fuck. And then after I just kept making fun of him, he deleted everyone.
Like, he got butthurt as fuck.
He was hurt. And then two is the worst kind of people because he put us all in the group chat with that guy. He was like, hey, yo, why'd you let tongue hurt your feelings like that?
That was funny as fuck. That's kind
of. I just wanted to get to the bottom of it. Like, I just needed some closure.
Yeah. I don't remember what he said in that, but whatever. Before we start, because
that was kind of fucked up though. How Dylan went on about fucking his ex.
Yeah, and his sister. Oh, you guys are wild ass boys, dude. But before we start, a lot of people have been asking like, "Where's the episodes and all that?" Your boy was going through the ringer. And by ringer, I mean depression. I don't know where it came from. So
hey, don't let him lie to you. He's just been beating.
I was
his dick.
Beating the fuck out of my meat. All right, meat. A lot of porn stars were putting out some good content. All right, I was using Steven's OnlyFans, and I was like, let me.
I heard Mark got a good OnlyFans too, bro.
Mark?
Yeah, bro.
He's paying that sub.
Yeah. Oh, he ain't paying. He's creating.
Oh, he's creating. He's creating good for my man. He walking around with that hockey dumpy, bro. Sorry to Nat if she's listening to this. All right, episode.
Anyways, we're going to try and schedule back on our normal.
Yeah, hopefully. Eventually, we'll try to get back on a normal schedule. But another before we start. Me and Matt both got our vaccines a couple of days ago. Basically, our work was paying for it. They were like, just on the clock, just go ahead and go get your vaccine. When we're in the lobby after you get our shots, we had to wait like 15 minutes. And the song playing in the lobby was the final countdown, right? Matt, going into this vaccine, Matt, we were checking our heart rates. Matt's was like at 100, just thinking about getting the shot. And I'm just chilling at around like 70, whatever. And when we finally, you know, once that song came up, Matt's fucking heart rate was going through the roof after he got the shot. So is anyone else here vaccinated yet or no?
Not yet. You know,
you're
I'll
the only one.
It. I'll get to it one day.
Damn.
See, I don't understand why you got vaccinated. You already had the fucking virus.
Yeah.
Same with you, Andre. Why would you get it if you already have the immunity in your body?
Because it only lasts 6 months.
So does the
shot. Was it 6 months?
Yeah.
So it's an annual shot that you have to get yearly.
I'm waiting to get it like once a year. Like the flu shot kind of a thing. I'm waiting until I get that point. Right now it's like you take one shot and you can get it while you have that one shot. And then if you do get it while you have that one shot, you're like dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are like
R.I.P. Johnny Boy.
It's really bad.
Honestly, I just only got the shot just to get the card. That's like, I've been vaccinated, and you can sell that shit on like Amazon for like $45. I don't know how much people are selling, but that was a whole thing. People were actually selling like their vaccine cards.
Wow.
And I don't understand why people just don't get the vaccine. So I mean, I get it that some people are like, it hasn't been tested that well.
I cannot wait like 5 to 10 years from now. We're going to be sitting there watching TV, and you're going to see, have you taken the COVID-19 vaccine? You're entitled to a, you know, lump settlement. I'm like, I cannot wait for that shit.
Hey, bro, I'll take my lump settlement in 10 years. I'm fine with it.
Because you're one of the statistics that were affected. You grew like a third nut or some shit.
He's going to turn into a horse.
Yeah.
I mean, my penis did grow 3 times. No, I'm sitting at a healthy 3 inches now, so.
Wow. I need to go get me the shot.
So, Andre, how you been, bro? I haven't seen you in a hot minute either.
Dude, I'm busy, bro. I got finals. I got soccer. I got... Yeah, that's about it. That's about it, but it's a lot of my time.
College obligations.
Yeah.
Man, I'll be honest. I haven't been in this room in like 2 weeks, and it feels good being back on the mic. Let me change this to my color. But, yeah, you guys want to hop in some topics?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yep.
All right, so everyone's freaking about the vaccine, right, and all the news and shit. Mm-hmm. But what nobody's been talking about, New York, Manhattan, the district attorney, basically is like stopping all the prosecution for prostitution. And that doesn't rhyme for no reason. I'm just saying.
Wait, so they're trying to legalize prostitution?
No, they're trying to decriminalize.
Yeah.
So it's no longer you're getting like a felony charge or you're getting arrested for it. You're just getting a citation. They pull you over. No. Hey, man, well, I seen you drop off this hooker. Here's a ticket.
If you go to Germany, like Amsterdam, they have legalized
prostitution. Well, that's a whorehouse, you know.
Yeah. No one likes Germany.
It's different because it's...
Or Sweden. Especially I think Matt. It's legal there, too.
I like Sweden. Yeah. Okay. Nobody likes Germany.
Nobody likes Germany.
All I'm saying is... If you guys Nevada. Check my location and I'm in New York, mind your damn business, all right?
Well, and yeah, speaking hey, of... Hey, see you in New York.
Hey, what's that whorehouse down in Nevada? I know you know.
Like, I know.
There's a cat house or something like that. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know.
But that's like the only legal fucking prostitution.
In Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, is man. That why Ira's been trying to get us to go to Vegas?
Yeah.
That's probably it. And... They're not prostitutes down there. You got to use the correct terminology.
They're escorts.
They're escorts.
So,
they're hookers.
So
they're hookers.
How did they get away with it being these escorts? Like, aren't people still paying for the sex?
Yeah.
Well, no. Yes, they're paying for the sex, but they legally term it to they're certain
paying
ways.
They're paying for the hangout.
No, they're paying for the services.
Comes. Yeah, services. It just says services. It doesn't say what the services are. It just says, you know, you can have a pretty lady to... escort you to the casinos, to your car,
to get your dick wet
this rundown motel.
We're not going to say what's going to happen because that's out of our legal hands, you know.
So if you guys catch me behind a Chuck E. Cheese next to the dumpster with a hooker, don't ask questions either, right?
Why the Chuck E. Cheese, man?
Hey, bro.
Oh, there's kids over there, dude.
After night. Come on, guys. I'm not a savage, all right?
Bro, Chuck E. Cheese is sketchy as hell anyway, bro.
That's why I'm taking her there. No one's going to be like fucking, this animal fucking taking her to like the Hampton fucking inn or something.
I don't think anyone would question you when you went to an actual hotel. I think they'd be a little bit, why is that man? Why is that chubby man taking that skinny chick behind a Chuck E. Cheese?
He's selling her coke. Trading for weed. Something.
It's more egregious when someone's like, oh, you know, he has money and all this and he's paying for hookers. Like, look what happened to Donald Trump with fucking Stormy Daniels. Lost their shit. If he would have fucked her behind a Chuck E. Cheese, it's just two homeless people going at it for crack or some shit. But now, see, they caught him in the hotel. Oh, that's obviously Donald Trump. He afforded it, you know.
Yeah, but Donald Trump's, you know,
famous.
Super famous.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he was to fuck behind a Chuck E. Cheese.
We're talking about you.
Hey, I'm trying to get famous, all right? I can't be caught with these hoochies in a hotel.
Even if you were to get famous.
Hoochies in the hotel.
You will never be as famous as Donald Trump.
Hey, suck my
dick. He's been on shows, movies.
Why are you ruining my heart right now?
I'm not saying. You can get really famous. That's no problem. He's just so far up there.
You know when I said you were the future MVP of FIFA? Ooh. You know what? I'm taking that title back, all right?
Steven, look, man.
Steven, you're the MVP now, bro.
That's right. Get out of here, you fucking scoozy.
So, Andre and Steven, since you guys have girlfriends or fiancés here.
Yeah.
You know how... I know people who would go to like strip clubs with their girls, right?
I know a few people.
So my question is, an escort with your girls?
Hooker.
No. But
hey, is it cheating?
Hang on. You do know who this person is. Very well, you know who this person is.
Hey, don't air him out on the show.
I'm not going to air him out, but he knows. I'll tell you after.
Wait, no. Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
His girlfriend / fiance to a strip club with him.
If it's the same person, then yes.
Well, hold on. Give me a hint.
You guys just know. We can't give too many hints. Oh. We'll tell you after the show.
No, dude, I don't want to be thinking about it. And then,
hey, don't worry, bro.
Shut up. Don't worry about it. Anyways, no, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't even bring her to the strip club. No,
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't even go to a strip club. Why would I need to?
I'm just. Hey, point? Sometimes you got to change up titties, you know? Like, no. I can't be staring at my own titties for, like, months on end. I got to look at different titties.
Well, I don't even want to look at my own titties. I got hairy titties, bro. I'm like a bear out here. I'm born in the cold with the cold in
This man was birthed in Russia, like, in the wilderness.
He was the experimental Yeti program that the Soviet Union had.
I'm kind of like born like the super soldier. I was made in the chemical lab, and yeah.
Boris, this one is not hairy. Fuck him. Throw him with dog kennel.
If you don't have hair on your chest by the age of 2, then you die. They just leave you out in the cold and wait for it.
You can't take several shots of vodka by 1 year old. Get the fuck out. Yeah.
Oh, it's like the Spartan whole thing. Yeah. If they're not born holding a bottle of vodka, just toss them off a cliff. Who needs them? We need our community to be strong, damn it.
Well, fun fact, my mom had
you don't know your
with
mom, bro.
Alcohol in oh, her shit. System. That's so why I'm an alcoholic baby right out the womb.
Oh my!
What's worse, to be an alcoholic right baby or a coke baby?
I think I was both.
Oh man,
I feel sorry. I can see it.
Do you need a hug?
No.
Okay, I wasn't gonna give you one anyways.
No one really gives me one anymore.
I got you, baby. Say less.
So real quick, would it be cheating if you fuck a hooker if it's legal?
It's not legal. It's not legal.
No.
Okay, let me just lay it.
Hey, it's legal if you don't get caught still.
I mean, it's
look.
Yeah.
Let me lay it down to you like this, yeah. Right? Does your dick go inside of the prostitute's
but
pussy?
But there's no
cheat.
Hey, there's no feeling behind it.
It doesn't.
No, that's what my uncle said. All right? My uncle said, if you fuck somebody else while you're married or with somebody, and there's no feeling behind it, it's not cheating. It's not. So you're golden.
Is your uncle think... still married?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't was he ever? Think that's
he
how
was.
That works.
Oh, no, he is now. He is now. But he wasn't before.
Does he still use that same logic?
Nope.
That answers your question. All
right. Would it be cheating if so Alex, who's been on the show, he made a mold of his penis, right? Me and Matt and
Clone
our buddy,
Willy.
One of our buddy from work, we were talking about it. If your girl used a mold of someone else's penis as a dildo, is that considered cheating?
No, because most dildos are a clone of someone else's penis.
Yeah,
so
no. Say it's like
if it's
the same thing
of
like,
someone you know. Like, if Alex were to give your girl...
It's on site.
...the copy of his penis, and she uses it, you catch her using it,
it's
are
on
you
site.
Swinging on her?
Is that the only one she has?
Yes.
Well, if it's the only one she has.
Hold on.
He gave it to her?
Yeah, like, happy birthday. Mm. Here you go.
See,
Alex,
it's
expect a shootout,
here's
bro.
The thing. It doesn't... I don't think it would count as cheating because it's still not his...
It is his
dick.
It's
his dick, bro.
It's his dick, bro.
It's not physically his dick, but it's still his
dick. Either way, you're going to get in a fist fight at the end of
yeah.
the day.
Yeah.
Someone's getting swung on.
Right.
At the end of the day, let me call my boys back home and be dropping
stuff. Could you use the same thing for, okay, so let's say some chick you know, right? Let's say Tom's in a relationship, okay? And then this other chick that he works with makes like a clone of her pussy, right? Because they do
clone
have,
a coochie?
Yeah,
clone
do have one. They do have one.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're talking about
and then she gives it to him. Like, isn't that the same thing?
Hey, bro, it's different when a guy does it. There's no feeling.
Yeah, if there's no feeling behind it, then it's not cheating.
There's straight feelings, no facts, Steven.
I am so
if
glad.
If there's no feelings...
I'm so glad I'm sitting, because I cannot stand you two right now.
Oh, shit.
Don't worry, Steven. I'll give you, Steven, a clone of my cock, bro. Don't worry.
I don't want that.
Yeah, you can put it on your...
I don't want
that. You can use it any way you like, Steven.
Yeah, I'm going to use it as a coat hanger.
I don't think it's big enough to hang coats on, bro.
You're right. Christmas stocking holder. Just a little whoop.
Oh, jeez. Oh, throw God. It up there above the fireplace.
Yeah. That's right.
Right next to the crucified Jesus.
Stick it on the crucified Jesus.
hang the crucified Jesus with that.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Can we move on?
Yeah. Let's go on to the next topic.
Oh, fuck it, eh? Fuck. I don't know if you guys watch UFC at all.
Here and there.
Yeah. Every once in a while. Did you guys see
the highlights of UFC 261? Chris Weidman versus
I saw that.
I forgot his name.
I'm gonna say yes, but I want you to explain it. So,
so
we know.
I forgot the other fighter's name, but Chris Weidman. Their fight lasted like I believe no longer than like 20 seconds.
It was the first round.
This guy
KO.
No.
This is the first UFC win where there was no strikes thrown, right? Chris Weidman goes up to him, and he attempts to, like, give him a calf kick.
Yeah.
But apparently he kicked him right at his knee.
Oh.
And if you don't know, your knee is fucking...
Oh, the I bones heard about this. It's thick. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard about this.
So when he gave him that kick, immediately his fucking shin snaps. Oh,
dude, it was...
The worst part wasn't that when it snapped... It was the adrenaline was built so much that the, like when it snapped, he didn't notice. So he went to go step back on it. So when
like
you
a
see,
limp
like,
noodle,
like
oh.
It just like rubber. It just flops, and this man just falls over, bro. I almost threw up in my fucking PJs.
God,
his
dude.
Foot gave his knee a high five when he kicked it, and then he didn't even notice that his foot gave his knee a high five. And then he went to step back, and all of a sudden, you just see it literally just go.
Yeah, bro. His,
just like jelly.
It was bad.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man. And that reminds
me.
Hey,
man, don't use God's name in vain.
Sorry, we just only hang him on my copy of day. My bad, Jesus. But that reminded me when I was skateboarding for the first time. I was hanging out with Jeremy's brother, and he said, try to do an ollie, right? And I'm... When I was a kid, this was like freshman year of high school, I was a really fat boy. Thick old boy. So I was like, I'll try. And I don't know how I tried it, but like I went to do it and my back leg fell off the board and hit the ground, but my other leg was or foot was still on the board. So the board gave out. And so I'm falling back and the back of my head gave my foot a high five.
Yo.
It was brutal. It was fucking brutal.
Yeah, you just found out how flexible you can really be.
Yeah, bro. It was weird because once I got up, I was perfectly fine. But the same thing happened I think junior year where I go ice skating.
Oh,
right?
God. No. And he hasn't, full transparency, he hasn't been ice skating since this.
I would never step on ice ever again. Terrified. So I've never ice skated before. I don't understand how it works. You got blades on your feet and then you move. And I was like, this is fucking terrifying. So again, I was still a fat boy, very fat boy. They gave me these skates. They didn't give normal skates. They gave me figure skaters where they have like the little stoppers on the front to let them do like the twirl shit. And I'm very front heavy, so I kind of lean on my toes a lot. So the I'm on the ice for like 10 seconds, and my friend Vlad goes, "Stop being a pussy, dude. Just let go of the edge, right?" And I was like, "All right, bet."
Famous last words.
The second I let go of the ledge, same thing happened. My right leg goes forward. But my left foot was like, I was leaning a little too much on my toes. So that foot stopped while the other one was going. This foot slaps the back of my leg. Or slaps the back of my head. And, you know, I'm getting up and I'm limping and all that shit. It's like, stop being a pussy. You just sprained your ankle. You're fine. I come to school the next day with a full cast on.
I remember
Yo, guys, I didn't sprain my ankle. I snapped that shit, dude. So I would never go on the ice ever again.
Yeah, I remember picking you up, and you broke everything coming
on
out
the
of the
way
building.
Out. Yeah. And so the sliding door, I didn't know the sliding doors you could push off the rails, because when I was hopping, I almost fell forward, so I like pushed on the door to stop it. That bitch fucking dislodged, dude. And then the fence on the way, I'm still hopping right on one foot, and I try to rest on the ledge, and it was raining a little, so all this wood was already like
slippery.
It was slippery and soft, so the second I rest my arm on the fence, the fucking wood just snaps in half. So I was like, you know what, I was just breaking everything that night. I broke hearts, I broke my feelings, or my pride, and my friend's mom that paid for me to go ice skating.
Oh, you broke her? You broke her?
I would have that night before I would have broke my foot.
Oh,
you just broke her wallet.
Yeah.
Should take him out to eat.
Such a nice lady. 12 seconds. Everyone exaggerated. They're like, 7 seconds on ice. Let's be real. It was like 12 seconds on the ice.
And he hasn't been back since.
Terrified.
I used to be really good at ice skating, actually. When I was a little kid, I was just like really good for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just realized...
It's the Russian in you, dude.
I don't want to do this anymore. It's cold, bro. If I fall, I'm going to hurt myself. Like, ice is hard, dude. I don't want to do that. Hockey would be fun, but like then again, I just go up against people who smell bad, and then I smell bad. And like,
hockey's terrifying also because they will check. What's
that? Check.
They'll check the shit out of you. Dude, I don't know how our boy Mark does it. This guy, he seems out of shape. If you look at him.
Riri strength, bro.
Yeah. But he's fucking agile as fuck on the ice. Good for you, Mark. Come on the show.
You're balancing on like these very thin skates, so you just lean, bro, and you push.
See, I was
the momentum, and you can slide into.
I was very jiggly, right? Like if you ever seen a bottle, like if you ever had seen water in a bottle, if you tilt it, it kind of like swishes back and forth. The flubber on me just kind of leaned too far to one side, and it was catastrophic.
Now I thought there was other UFC fights that. Like that's happened before where they've like kicked it and they
yeah there's been a few yeah there's been a few I don't know any of the top of my head, but
it's been a lot actually.
Yeah
it's just this one was so quick, so nobody even started fighting. It's just like
the
round started, he immediately tried to like kick him in the calf and automatically his shin just snapped and it was done.
You imagine that? You imagine all the training, all the fucking sparring and shit, and then you get in the ring and you're like, I'm gonna beat this guy up. Wink. My fucking bones.
Well, you have to eat right. Yeah. You gotta bulk. You gotta make weight.
Yeah.
And then you gotta.
You also still gotta train. Just be able to fight. And Chris Weidman, he's a good fighter. That just sucks that he just fucking.
Hey, man.
Just like that.
That can be his career, honestly.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Jesus. What would you do after that?
Cause cry.
Retire. Yeah.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
Take up boxing, you know?
Yeah.
Has anyone else here ever broken anything? Except Steven's back. I don't know if you want to share that story.
Oh, man.
Good job, too.
I mean, I only broke my wrist, but...
How the fuck? You got to stop jerking it too fast, bro. That's
the friction and the lotion, and, you know, it was just fucking slipped, and...
I broke my toes. I think it's about it. I broke my big toe once. That fucking sucked. Don't ever
do
that.
How the fuck do you break a toe?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Like
drop something on him, maybe?
No. This
guy wears steel-toed boots, bro. Anything he's dropping on him won't...
It was back in middle school, and I was walking through my house. I was fucking walking through my house.
Like the Kool-Aid man just walking through the walls?
No, I was just going to the kitchen, and at the time, remember how we had the carpet in the house?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, one of the carpets started coming up, and my fucking big toe just decided to go, I'm going to catch that. Went underneath my foot.
Oh,
yeah.
Steven was also a big boy back then as well.
Yeah, I was a big boy, too.
Thick.
And I just heard a pop, and I was like, okay, well, I probably just, you know, cracked the joint. I'm fine. And then immediately there was a pain.
Jeez.
I was like, oh, this hurts. Oh, this really hurts. So I'm like, Mom... Can you, can you come here? And she's like, what? What do you want? You know, I was always on her shit list for whatever reason.
I mean, I see why.
I probably deserved it. But I fucking come back and I was like, I think I broke my toe. And she's like, yeah, right. Get up. I'm like, I can't. It hurts. Fucking trip to the hospital. Yeah, the bitch is broke. And it didn't break like this way, which is like normally how all the toes break. You can't see it on the podcast. Horizontally is normally how it happens, but mine broke vertically.
Like it split down the toe?
It just snapped. Yeah.
What the fuck?
There's a bone on top of one of your joints called a growth bone, and it snapped that.
Jesus Christ.
And, so your big toe didn't grow anymore?
I don't know.
So is it just shorter than all your other toes?
Yeah,
is it like your pinky toe?
I haven't really checked, but...
Put your face to the mic, Andre.
Fucking talk.
I'm not used to eating a mic while I talk, so fine. I'm sorry.
That's what you gotta do.
No one ever is every time I ask someone to get up the show. I need to start telling them.
I need like a headset mic. I'm like Xbox party, bro. Yeah. MW2 lobbies. I'm just gonna be cussing out everybody, saying some unforgettable
thing. Moral of the story, though, is your big toe is responsible for a lot of your fucking balancing.
No wonder you wobble, dude.
There you go, man.
You leave his wobbling
it's like,
alone.
It's like your, what is it? Your thumb.
Yeah.
You have no thumb, you have no strength.
Yeah. I thought it was pinky.
Thumb.
I have no idea.
You can't grab anything?
Yeah, true.
Maybe it is pinky.
Wait, dude, when did you break your wrist?
It was a long time ago. Oh. Fucking probably like fifth or sixth grade.
I'll tell that.
When I was skateboarding. I fell in.
Y'all gotta stop skateboarding, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, yo, that's
you're not built for that. No.
Yeah,
I was built for that. Bro. I was built for that. That was back in the day. I went down a ramp.
You were the same shape as me, but just bigger. You like sack of shit.
It's just, when I went down a ramp, I fucking there was
the
a
momentum
rock.
Kept going.
The rock took my board away from me.
Took it.
Yeah, it took it right away from me. So, and I landed like this
on snapped. Your wrist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to ask you this, Tom. Did you get crutches right away?
No.
So you didn't either.
No.
Okay.
It was like, hey, yo,
there
you
was
got
a shortage, bro.
They were like, you got Medicare? Broke ass. Let me just wrap your foot. Go have fun, piece of shit.
Yeah, that's how it was too. Because I went to school that day with my fucking shit broke, and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna go to the cafeteria and get myself some orange juice because this is bullshit. Fucking got halfway there, right? And then I had to turn back around because the fucking bell went off. I'm like, well, this is taking longer than I thought it was going to be. And then finally, one of the school staff is like, why aren't you in class? I'm like, I'm trying my fucking best here, all right? They're like, oh, here's some crutches.
You need a David there to, like, push you around like one of those retards to the elevator.
Pushing retards around.
What about you?
I've never broken anything. I've been lucky to never break anything.
Dude.
I don't know how. I'm pretty sure I broke my toes, but like, you know, I don't care.
But not,
I hate
on, the
doctors,
not on
the
carpet.
Not on the carpet. I probably got stepped on during soccer, but I refuse to go to the doctor unless I absolutely need to, which is really bad because I probably have some skin cancer, but like, you know, it's whatever.
That's like my biggest fear is going to the doctor for like a cold or something. And he was like, yeah, you got liver cancer.
just like
you,
that.
You got 6 months to live. You know.
You go to the doctor and they just start racking up. They're like, here's some ibuprofen. And it's like ibuprofen. I buy a Meyer for like $15 and I get a huge bottle. And it's like $400. I'm like,
I don't even have health insurance.
Medicare, bro. They cover that shit.
He's an orphan immigrant, bro. He ain't getting none of our subsidies. Unless he came from Latin America.
They just look at you and they're like, where is he from? Oh, subhuman trash.
A white immigrant? Bro, you got privilege. Get out of here.
Yeah, they're like, come back.
Go, shit. Yeah, you don't have parents. Yeah, all right.
Look, Andre, next time you go like to the doctor or anything and they do that shit, you just got to fucking flex on them. Be like, what did you use on me? That stethoscope? Or, you know, how the fuck do you
stethoscope?
Say it?
Stethoscope.
Yeah, just be like, you build me for that? I want it.
I can't do. Last time I went to the hospital, my heart was just like, you know what? I hate you. Just like probably the rest of the people on the earth. But like, I'm going to fail. So my heart like skipped a beat or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Right before I was about to play a soccer game. So I had a whole bunch of adrenaline. And then all of a sudden I feel a boom.
That's it.
And I was like, and I just crumbled. I like sat down. I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
I go to like our, it wasn't even our real trainer, like a substitute trainer that we had on staff. I'm like, so I can't breathe. My heart is just like not there. What do I do? They send me to the emergency room that's right across from the hospital. I don't know why I didn't just go to the hospital at that point. And they're just like, yeah, so we were reading like they had to do like the EKG, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Like we're reading that and something's not right. I go, what the fuck you mean something's not right? This is not what you want to tell me right now. Like, yeah, we're just going to send you to the hospital. Do you want an ambulance? I'm like, it's right across the street. I'm just going to walk the fuck over there. You're not going to fucking put me in the ambulance. Yeah,
right.
Give me a fucking Uber instead, dude. So, just something. And not an ambulance.
I was with Nat at the time. And then right before the doctor came in to tell me something's not right, she's like, all right, I got to go to class. I was like, I'm sure this is nothing. That's fine. And then the doctor is just like, yeah, you need to go over there now. And I was like, well, you see, I'm not riding in an ambulance because I don't want to pay $4,000 for a 30-second trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing. So I called my friend who was literally like on the soccer field. He's like, hey, I'm just going to come. You got to pick me up now. Just come pick me up now. Picked me up, took me there, waited like half an hour. And then the doctor's like, yeah, so something was wrong, but now it's all better. Just be careful. And I was like, what the fuck you mean
fuck
be careful?
Mean?
It's like your heart just wasn't reading properly, and it wasn't pumping fast enough, wasn't pumping hard enough. And I'm like, yeah, that's a bad thing, duh. Like, how the hell do I fix that? They're like,
rest. I gave you two Viagra and send you on your way.
Gave me some ibuprofen. They drugged me up.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, yeah, just rest. Don't do anything athletic. I'm like, well.
You see, I'm fighting for the championship right now. Right. We got a match going on right now. They need me. You know, put me in, doc.
You know, that heart thing reminds me of when I had the heat stroke at work.
You had a heat stroke?
Yeah. That fucking sucked.
Oh, dude. Hey, you remember when Mandelka broke his teeth?
No. I vaguely remember.
He had like a heat stroke and fell on his face.
Oh, yeah.
And like, remember?
It chipped his... Oh, that's why he had his chipped tooth. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not fun. Because yeah. I was working at the factory line. I'm not going to say the place. It was just basically a concentration camp, but
it was ran by Germans. It was run by Germans.
Wrong side.
All right. Jesus.
Yeah, it was like,
so it's like Auschwitz in there. Got
pretty
it.
Pretty much. It was super hot. I was welding, and I was like break time. I'm like, man, I'm really hot. I'm gonna go get me some water. Walked out of my cell, right, and I just. Well, that's what it's called. Welding cell. That's what it's called.
Hey, man.
Walked out, and I just felt my heart go, dum dum. I fucking stopped, and I was like, oh, this ain't good. Like, in my head, I just felt everything go black. And yeah. I, like, woke up me halfway falling, like, onto a trash can. And I,
Thank you, Grandpa.
Go on.
All right, so you blacked out and almost fell into a trash can. Yeah, I managed halfway.
Yeah, I woke back up at like halfway, and I was like, all right, I need to go to see the doctor here or whatever, you know. So I go in there. I'm like, hey, so I just passed out a little bit from the heat. They're like, yeah, that's fine. You know.
Little heat stroke, what are you?
Yeah, you see? Yeah. And that was the funny thing is my supervisor at the time was from Germany. So he goes, ja, that was very bad, ja. He's like, you know, we can send you to the hospital. I was like, oh, you know, that would be pretty cool. But you have to take points. Which are, you know, if you don't know, it's like marks on your employment record. If you get so many points, then you're just fired. It doesn't matter.
And they don't outright fire you, bro. When they say fire.
They walk
these
you
are,
out.
These are Germans.
To fire, ja.
Yeah, so I was just like,
afraid of a heat stroke, huh? How about some fire?
Like, what are you? I'm like, what
you know
what
how
the
we did
fuck?
This back then? You have heat stroke. Goodbye. Go take shower now.
Yeah, talk for a while. Go take the shower.
What about you two? You ever had any random ass experience like that?
One time, I was laying in bed. I thought thought I had a fucking heart attack, dude. Like my arm started going numb.
But he was smoking some real good weed. That's what was going on.
It was some lace shit, I would have to say.
I just remembered one thing. This was when I was living at my apartment and I came to visit. The day before, Two's room was fine, right? And when I came into his room the next day, there was like a scorched mark where one of his outlets were. Do you remember that?
Oh, there's a story behind that, dude.
Oh, do you remember what happened? Because
he had the Suckmaster 9000 plugged in.
Whew. He saw a fork and he saw an outlet and he just went for it.
So let's see what this is all about.
Yeah, I heard the kids been doing this all around fucking
America. No, you remember my Mac?
Yeah.
I had it plugged into that and I can't remember who was over. Someone was over and we were fucking around. And like
this bandwidth's too much for this outlet to handle, and it just combust.
No, what the fuck? And I must have kicked the outlet, so the fucking ground got stuck in there, but the plug came out, and the bitches started circuiting. It was kind of wild.
Good job, bro.
It was kind of wild, dude.
Good job. So, you should have just let it burn.
I just yelled fire, and ran around the house.
He wasn't closed either.
No. And then I just went downstairs.
Do we have video of this? I kind of want to see it.
Oh,
yeah, I took all my cameras with me when I moved out that.
So but, yeah, that week. So speaking of laptops and things like that,
why are you looking at me, dude? Like, what did you find on my laptop?
Nothing, dog. I want to talk about some internet drama that happened Do you know...
Eat that pussy 445.
Do you know that video? That guy? Where he's like, it's your boy, eat the pussy 445. And about 10 minutes ago, I beat the fuck out of my dick so hard.
I do not know. Look
like went numb. No.
I do not
know. So he's in some hot water.
Very hot water.
Fuck,
that bitch is boiling. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
He's got, it's basically he got caught messaging like 13-year-olds and shit.
Mm-hmm. Which...
Oh, my goodness.
You know, this guy was... I wouldn't expect it from him. He seemed like just a funny-ass dude.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, when he messaged that 13-year-old...
Dude, that was kind of cringy, though. Like, you listen to like his text and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very cringy. It was like, dude... Was that us back in the day? Did we used to text like this?
Hey, bro, I still text like that, bro.
You leave them 13-year-olds alone, bro.
Hey, this shit ain't on record, is it? No.
Yeah, he definitely got some hot water. He hasn't said anything since.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, been fucking gone.
The whole situation is just fucked, right? Because he got caught by this group called Pedophile Poachers.
Yep.
And the guy that runs it is apparently a scumbag also. And, like, I'm not going to, like, you know, defend... Eat that pussy.
Yeah, I'm not defending him.
But, like,
you guys remember, it was a few years ago where they tried to pass off, what's that word? Fucking.
Map?
No.
Go on.
Fuck, I can't think of the word.
I don't know.
Pedophilia?
Pedophilia.
How did you forget that word?
It's like the whole,
talking about
it. I had a brain fart, but a few years ago they tried to. People were trying to get it to pass as, you know...
Sexual orientation. More, a part of the
more,
LGBT.
No, more of a mental illness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But now I forgot what the fuck I was going to talk about.
You goofy-ass motherfucker.
But, how do you think it's mentally ill that you're just messaging these people? Like, you're doing it under your own power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're over 21. You know this is against the law. And you're just like, damn, this 10-year-old's...
Hey, she like turned a 2x4.
Because there was... You know Count Dankula?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Scottish guy.
Going back to Steven being a nerd, bro, he knows all these random
That dude's cool. People. That dude's fucking cool. I like him. But he was like, that's not how you should carry yourself. Because it's like, you're a YouTube celebrity. You're going to have maybe sometimes a younger audience. But be like, thanks for, you know, if they message you, just be like, oh, thanks for watching the videos. Okay, bye. You know?
Yeah.
Mm. He was going more into it. He was like... Talking to them.
Bro, he said some cringe. It was weird because he sent a picture of his shit. He was like, yo, I'm about to just blow this toilet up real quick.
Oh,
and then the girl that the bait. Shit. Yeah, the bait was like, oh, I forgot what she said exactly. But then he sends her a very a toilet full of very liquidy, you know.
That man was not healthy.
And the thing I feel like, again, I'm not trying to defend him. I think he is just, like, socially awkward because he's a big fellow also. Like, this dude, walking bowling ball.
Thick.
But the way he was talking, Tua was saying, it was very cringy. I feel like people in, like, that's into pedophilia is just, they're just weird fucks. When these guys, like, the whole pedophile poachers... When they were doing this whole video, these guys are... They also seem like idiots when they were, like, trying to... Because when they released this video, it fucks up, like, the court system. Like, they can't use any of this video to, like, actually process pedophilia
right,
and all that shit.
Because it's all opinionated.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have any opinion to...
It's all whatever the fuck.
See, I didn't understand the whole, like, them trying to interrogate them, you know? Like, the shit they're saying to them was so fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's like something about a hot 12. You're like, get the fuck out of here, you weirdos! You guys are in the same boat. And you guys are gonna state that
Chris Hansen did it a lot better.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Didn't they have like a TV show?
Yeah, because the guy would Chris show up and he'd be like,
"Sit down, sit right
Chris
here."
Hansen. Yeah. Well, yeah, because the showed up and then he'd be like, "I got a beer," and then they have the fake, you know, chick or whoever
would
be like,
"Hey,
I'll be right back," and then Chris Hansen would be like, "How you doing there, Chris Hansen?"
Have a seat.
Hey, who's that right one that he was there for Chris Hansen?
Like, oh, shit.
What was his name? Booty Warrior or something like that?
Not a clue what you're talking
the
about.
The Booty Warrior.
He was like Chris
Wasn't he some African guy, too?
he was some big jack dude, and he was just like, I'm here for grown man's booty. I'm here for you, Chris Harrison. I'm not here for no cookies, no little girls. Yeah. I'm here for you. Boondock Saint made fun of him.
Boondock Saint?
Or Boondocks, I'm sorry.
They did a whole episode on that, too.
Huh. Like, our gamer tag, our clan tag back in the day for Destiny was the Booty Warriors. Remember?
That was yours. Mine was Twerking for Rewards, bro. I was having a good time with it.
But, yeah, it's... Dude, I'm having such a brain fart right now.
Yeah, dude. So the whole situation is just...
Yeah. And going back to the pedophile poacher, I think this guy's name is Alex. And the reason why his situation was like, this guy is just blatantly racist as fuck. Like, he's
a piece of shit.
He is a piece of shit. He calls up, he'll call up BLM, like, lines and shit and start... He would just keep saying the N-word over and over. Like, oh, look at me, I'm edgy. It's like, dude, no, you're just fucking retarded.
Yeah, you're just a piece of shit.
And, yeah, he also streams.
Don't even say it, Andre.
I was just saying he's trying too hard to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll go on stream and he'll say the N-word and then people's like, yo, that's not cool. And he's like, oh, what are you, an N-word? He's like, oh, look at these N-words. It's like, chill, bro. Like, so, it, I... You know, I'm happy that he did expose a pedophile, but like it's letting bad people expose bad people. Right. The whole situation is just
shitty. Turned into another, again, not defending him, the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
Mm. You know.
So now, what's worse, being racist or a pedophile?
Both. Pedophile. Yeah,
both. I would say pedophile.
No, there's no which one is better.
No, no, no. No.
There's no.
Hold on, Tutu. I get what you're getting at.
They're both bad.
Yeah, they're both
the
bad.
The lust of two evils.
Get the I'd fuck out of here. It's both evil. Be a racist than a pedophile.
Hey, hey. If you had to 100%. Be. If you had
fucking
to be.
White people.
Oh, God. Here we go.
If I had to be one of them. If it was like.
I don't like where this is going.
Would you rather be a racist or Andre, would you rather be a pedophile?
Andre, as your legal advisor, I'm telling you to stay quiet.
No comment.
I was going to say, if you had so to, would you leave your child in a room alone with a pedophile or a racist?
But that's not fair, because I know the pedophile is going to do something to your child.
Well, no. Wait, hold on. Hold on.
What color's the child?
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say.
That's why I was going to ask, too, because we're
POCs.
We're POCs. So would you rather your child be in a room with a racist or a pedophile?
I'd rather my child...
I think you're fucked either way.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't put my child in that situation. Hey, first of all, I knew he was a racist,
gun to
or
your
a pedophile.
Fucking,
what if he was both?
Gun to your fucking head. The government has a gun to your head. Hey, your kid is going to be in a daycare, and the teacher is either a pedophile or a racist. Which one are you choosing? And the rest of the students in there are white, also. So which one are you choosing? Your only
that head movement he did too. He's like, all right, this motherfucker.
Easily racist, bro. Like, because you can
hold on. There's other kids in there, so I'm gonna pick the pedo.
You can untrain racism. You can't untrain trauma. Right?
No, so PTSD, dog.
That's
foul. Now, what if he was both? You put your child in the room with a racist pedophile.
Well, my child's a POC, so I mean.
So what would he do?
I'll just leave her there. She's a POC, or he's a POC. You know,
I'd be a terrible father if I knew he was a racist and a pedophile.
But like you said, you had no choice. The government made you.
No. If it was just one person, I mean, there's no option.
Bro, listen, hold on. First of all, I'm a felon, so I mean,
the way you get out of that is you just kind of take one for the team. You just take the bullet. And you're like,
I thought you were gonna go somewhere else with that, Steven.
Be like, I'm not sending my kid. Yeah, I'm not sending my kid to either. Just fucking shoot me at this point.
Just make sure my kid goes to like a good orphanage, something, wherever Andre was put in.
The dog pound?
Not that place.
Did you want to explain that real quick for our listeners, the dog pound?
So I was put into an orphanage, and I quickly got into a foster home because, you know, orphanages are scary, dude. There's a whole bunch of research on it back in Russia where orphanages in Russia give, what is it, their child. They have those cribs that rock themselves. So they don't ever feel the touch of another human being as a baby, so then they grow up with a lot of problems.
Super warriors.
That's why I'm here. I got a lot of problems. And so that's why you're on the
bold motions. Yeah.
There you go. And I got moved into a foster home, and the only picture I have of that foster home is me with a whole bunch of dogs. There's like two Huskies and like two German Shepherds, so it's just a whole bunch of big dogs and then a little baby.
So when your parents adopted you, they're like, oh shit, this isn't a golden retriever, this is some Russian kid.
They ordered a very foreign dog and they got me.
Damn, bro.
It's like that whole episode of South Park where they put the fucking fur on Butter. Oh, poor thing. Let's adopt him.
Wait, what's the difference between an orphanage and a foster home?
So a foster home is basically like you go into
a
house with a whole bunch of kids, but you have parents that are like looking after you thing. An orphanage is you're on your own. You go to that home, there is your home, but you have like a whole bunch of nuns and people looking after you.
So it's like a halfway house for underprivileged children.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty bad. Yeah,
fuck.
Andre, why did you not eat hot borscht soup?
It's not soup, it's water. It's hot water.
And they just slapped the shit out of you.
It's hot water with cabbage.
Oh, delicious.
That's what
you get.
That's what it is.
Hey, you better be grateful because that's all you got.
Oh, man. All your nutrients in one.
Hell yeah. So, Andre, you wanted to talk about UFOs. And
I'm excited for this. I saw this in our group chat.
Yeah. So, a year ago, the Pentagon released footage and a statement that UFOs are real and that they do have like footage of it and they're out there. Like, obviously, people know about this.
Like, so, is it verifying that there's just UFOs, or is this verifying that there's aliens?
Just UFOs right now, but like who the hell's driving the UFOs?
No, because like, hey, yo, Elon Musk, he'd be making some shit, bro.
So here's my thing on that, right? I agree. Yes, the Pentagon said, yeah, UFOs are real. The thing with the Pentagon and the U.S. government is they're only letting you know a little bit. So what else do they know that they're like, all right, we let them know that there's UFOs, but we don't let them know that
the vaccine has
aliens are already here, you know?
Oh, there's no doubt everything that aliens are already here.
Yeah, everything that they do, there's something else to it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the day where aliens come down, land here, and be like, hey, what's up? Either we're friends or I kill you.
See, I have a friend who told me something pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys know Sasquatch is a fucking alien?
Sam, oh God. Did you know?
When she told me this, it fucked me up a little bit. I'm thinking Sasquatch are like fucking Wookiees.
Did you know he's an interdimensional demon?
Let's get all Alex Jones on this shit.
Throw me for a loop, dude. Is he an alien or a demon?
Why not both? Let me hear your theory first. Yeah. Sorry, Andre. This has just turned into a Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. First it started out with Sasquatch is just being an overgrown gorilla walking around North America.
Right.
Now it's a fucking alien, dude. Fucking
interdimensional.
Chewbacca came down from space. All right. He retired from Star Wars.
Okay. And left Kashyyyk. Yep.
Yeah. And now he's just walking around, you know, minding his own business, and everyone wants a photo of him.
Yeah. He's like the most famous, unfamous cryptid. Thing. Yeah. Like everybody knows of him.
Chewbacca. Hey, yo,
I heard Chupacabra gave that good suck, bro. Like he literally will suck the life out of you.
Suck you dry.
She's just saying what? He's just an alien,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Okay, the story I heard secondhand, of course, right?
Word of mouth, yeah.
Word of mouth. His buddy of a buddy, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
His friend is like, oh, you don't really believe in Sasquatch, right? That's what my buddy said, and this guy's like,
wait, hold on. Before you go any further, is this the same guy that talked about Flat Earth?
No.
All right, cool.
No.
Because that guy was a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that guy was a fucking idiot.
You told me the Earth isn't flat?
So the guy basically said this. He goes, if you were going to go and hunt a Sasquatch, what the fuck were you going to do with it? You know, how are you going to kill it if it tries to attack you? And the guy's like, oh, no, you can't kill it. It's an interdimensional demon. My buddy's like, all right, full stop. This has got fucking craziness already. So apparently, he can teleport between trees and shit. That's how he moves around.
These goddamn druids.
That's why you can only see him between the trees and not behind the trees.
That's right. And
is that why those pictures are always blurry? Because like they're in the middle of catching him teleporting.
Yeah, that's
it. Makes sense now. Okay.
And then
okay.
he's like, okay, well, how do you find him? And then his buddy goes like this. Best fucking answer to this. Ready? He's like, you know that noise that you hear in the forest and you don't know what animal that is? And he's like, yeah. He goes, that's Sasquatch. It's that noise that you can't identify. That's Sasquatch.
See that noise that you hear out there, dude. Like I go hunting, you know, during the and early morning,
and he only shoots baby deers.
Baby deers. Sorry, didn't and get me any trees turkey this year, man. I want some
trees too. Don't forget trees. But one time I was hunting, dude, and it was right before sunrise, sitting in the fucking tree stand, and I heard that fucking weird ass animal noise. I thought it was a bobcat or some shit, but we're in Belleville, so there's like. Possibly a chance there might be a bobcat. Possibly not. I about shit myself, dude. I did not want to come down until the fucking sun was up.
It was Sasquatch, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sasquatch. His name just keeps changing.
You don't find Sasquatch. Sasquatch finds you.
That's right.
Yeah. In his UFO. Does he fly a UFO or
no,
he
no, just no.
teleport? Well, he just what I heard. All right.
Okay, let's hear it.
He's an alien.
So interdimensional, yes.
Alien.
Oh, just an alien. Yoda show.
So he definitely has a UFO. Just saying. How the fuck did he get here? He didn't fucking walk here.
Why is he walking now?
He got them big ass feet, bro. He might have just took some big steps.
He's like, oh, I hit the gas by accident. I guess I'm crash landing.
That's probably where they found him. He crash landed in Roswell, New Mexico. Mm. Walked with his big ass feet all the way up to fucking Michigan.
Slapped Chupacabra.
Because, like, chupacabras are just earth whores, you know, like hookers.
Bro,
they suck you dry. Right?
Hey, they do well Sasquatch in New York. They would love it in New York.
Sasquatch's like, no, I don't want none of that.
I don't want no gluck gluck. Gluck gluck.
I don't want no.
They'll suck the erection right off you. That's a word.
Cooties.
So, yeah. here's an interesting theory since we're talking about UFOs and shit. So, there was a theory a couple years ago where they said the reason why intelligent life hasn't contacted us yet is either because we're too late to actually experience any. The galaxy's like too like late for us to actually meet any intelligent life, or we're too early.
I feel like we have to be too early.
Yeah, like they're just out there, they see us, and they're like, these guys are too fucking dumb.
Or that's the other thing, is like, would you try and make contact with an ant? You know, it's like that kind of like...
Oh, they're better than us.
Pretty much. Like,
yeah, scumbags. You. Fuck you, aliens.
Well, did you guys
dumb
see that...
Dumb fucking aliens. They probably can't even speak English.
Did you guys see that... Ass aliens? The documentary on...
How do you say that word?
The documentary.
The documentary.
You say that documentary, boy? Yeah, yeah, about them space aliens? Them
out of the world aliens.
Yeah, yeah. But that they created the pyramids, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I watched that one on Netflix, and it fucked me up a little bit.
You real quick. With the pyramids.
Okay.
Why is there so many controversies? Like, oh, it's aliens that created it. No, it's Jewish slaves. Like, the pyramids in Egypt.
I was going to say, what pyramids? Like,
the Jews had it the worst.
I know. People are always theorizing who created that.
Free
like
my
those...
people.
You're Jewish?
No.
No, no. They're always theorizing who created those pyramids. But no one ever wonders who made the pyramids in Mexico.
The Incas, the Mayans. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them.
You guys missed the joke, huh?
There's three big.
Yeah,
you never had to wonder who made it in Mexico. No, you guys don't get it.
No, because
Mexicans
that's
are
actual
building shit.
Well, they couldn't build that wall, dude. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Racist.
Because Trump said Mexico was gonna pay for it, and they're like, nah, bro.
Why would Mexico pay for it? It was our wall.
Yeah,
Senor Trump.
Senor.
So,
no one.
What kind? If you wanted a UFO, would you want Bluetooth in it, or like? I don't know. I'm drawing blanks
right
now.
Like,
I'm having
dude, all
right,
so I feel like my
what kind of sophisticated.
I don't even need
what I think of the song and it's playing.
What accessory?
Like, you
what accessory
these guys
would
have, like,
you want on
disc changer,
a cup holder?
Dude?
A cup holder.
Would I not want a cup holder? Like that, I need a real good cup holder that holds my water so I'm zooming.
Two.
And that shit isn't like an ashtray on a motorcycle.
That's true. Two, what about you?
What?
What accessory would you want on any your accessory. UFO? Any accessory.
Oh, a fuzzy dice.
Hey, oh, that's a good. A mirror. That's good one.
Yeah, yeah, rear view mirror with a fuzzy dice.
That's pretty funny. Truck nuts.
Truck day. Nuts. Oh, dude. Easy.
The
truck
chrome nuts ones. The chrome ones, too.
What about the blue balls one?
I just want hydraulics on my UFO, dude.
You know, where the fuck are you going to do hydraulics at?
Hey, bro, fuck you.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, your spaceship is going to be like this?
Yeah.
You don't need hydraulics, dude. It's a fucking spaceship.
You're
fucking
in space.
Yeah. Look,
what
look.
The fuck are you
going to do? Ain't got no gravity. What you going
to
do?
I got to land, bro. And when I land down into, like, these fucking streets in, like, fucking Mexico town and all that shit...
Are you saying they're space Mexicans now?
They are called aliens, so I'm just saying. But, like, you know, they're all with their hydraulics and all this shit. You know, I'd be bumping. Play some fucking... Roll up to Santi's neighborhood with my UFO with hydraulics. Hey, yo.
It's called a lowrider, dog.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm picking up all
it's
these
It's foreign to everyone
Latinos.
Else except for the Latino community. They call that shit the UFO. Orale, look at that shit, man. Meanwhile, the white people are like, what kind of vehicle is that?
Let me get my credit card and buy one.
Let me, as the kids would say, cop a few of these.
Oh, God. And I'm going to go with it. And he looks over. Why is that man selling corn out of a shopping cart?
Sir, those were my favorite kind of Mexicans, dude.
Dog, the elote, man.
Growing up in Detroit.
The elote, man, is the shit.
Hey, yo, I went to that one Mexican supermarket, and they had, like, elote in a cup, bro.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, I smashed,
listen,
like,
to the viewers, if you don't know what that is, go find yourself an elote, man.
Yeah.
There's no location. You just got to look out for him.
I'm about to keep
when you need him most, he will be there.
He will be there.
I'm telling Santi to fucking... Because I wanted to start up this taco truck business where we drive... Like, the ice cream man. We just drive around town selling tacos, dude. You got your pollo taco.
So a street fucking, vendor.
Yeah. No, but like we're driving around, like an ice cream truck. You know, we got the music playing.
You got to get the lengua.
Dude, a food so truck Bob's on burgers. Wheels, bro.
No, you know what I just... The food truck. You know what I found out? Yeah, you know, the ice cream truck, right? Do you know that song that's playing?
Oh, God. I can tell we're wrapping up the podcast because this is where, like, the point where we start getting all fucking off the rails.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave it at this. The original name of that song, the ice cream theme song, it is N-word loves watermelon.
Ooh, I love watermelon, too.
I... Did not know that.
Yeah.
And we all know it now.
That shit is wild to me, bro.
No comment.
Like, just look it up on YouTube. It is wild. It is that song. We're all racist now for singing it.
I know.
Well, cancel the ice cream trucks. They're giving our children diabetes.
We're already canceling menthol cigarettes.
Oh, we better not do it.
Dog,
I'm going to have a fucking fit.
Real shit. This was the other point. I'm sorry. We'll finish up after this topic. I wanted to get your fucking opinion of it. Of dude, them banning menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars.
Look. All right, so, I mean, cigarettes are bad.
Right.
Regardless.
Okay.
But if I'm going to smoke something, I want flavor to it. Fucking, have you smoked regular cigarettes, non-menthol?
They taste fucking like shit.
They taste fucking shit. I need a little bit of mint in my
life. I was
life.
A former smoker, yeah.
Yeah. He used to smoke poles.
Oh,
I did. He ain't even fucking lying. You did used to smoke ball malls. Those things were fucking...
I said poles.
Oh, poles?
Poles.
No. All right. We'll just end it here. Steven, where can they find you? Never. Nowhere.
Why do you ask this question?
I don't know why.
It's Steven, never going to happen.
Where can they find you?
On the corner smoking poles. It's Steven.
Andre, where can they find you?
Next to me smoking poles.
Skur God? No.
Skur God 1.
They'll find me 6 feet under. A little tombstone that you said. Nobody knew this guy.
You can find his original name in the gulags in Russia.
He was the only one that survived and fucking got on a plane to America.
Who's the guy who just died? Prince Harry? It's me and Prince Harry or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Good question, since we're talking about... theories and stuff that are out there. Get to throw on the Alex Jones voice.
There you go.
Andre, if I say a set words, will you turn into a Soviet spy?
Probably.
Let's find out.
Chupacabra. No, we said that word like 8 times.
Eggplant.
Go on.
Big fat titties.
It worked. Oh, geez. All right, guys. If you enjoyed the show, please share it on all your social media. Follow me, your boy Tongue, on Instagram.
Yeah, I like that shit.
And yeah, thanks for listening.
Coming at you worldwide.
Don't forget to watch him on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe.